This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Should old acquaintance be forgops?
Oh, JPC, Aaron forgot our names.
Go to buy and dumb your job.
Rap remix. Aaron.
New Year's. I can't.
Aaron.
No, wow.
Ringing in the new year with an Aaron rap. What could be better?
What could be better?
Do you guys want to know something crazy that happened a couple hours ago?
Yes. Okay.
First of all, welcome to part two of our best of episode. Thank you so much for being here. You're probably in that, you're in that weird liminal space between Christmas and New Year's Day where it feels so long and so weird. You don't know what to do.
I call it the sad corridor because it connects one holiday to the other. And in the meantime, you're just kind of like, I don't know what to do with myself. I have all these books that I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Don't
you
have
can't
the energy
masturbate because you're at your parents' house.
Yeah, yeah, you get it. We're also saying the same thing.
Wait, hold on. Do you, JBZ, when you go home for Christmas, do you have like a Charlie Bucket situation?
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, their house, their rules, okay?
Yeah, can you imagine Charlie Bucket trying to masturbate?
Yeah, you got to masturbate in the garage like a raccoon. Cold garage at Christmas. What was I talking about?
You were saying something happened
2 hours ago.
So Sean works in software sales, and he was doing a demo with someone who lived in Mississippi, works remotely. And at the basically at the end of the demo, the guy was like, I feel so weird not saying this. I know who you are. I'm a Hey Riddle Riddle patron.
Wow.
And two worlds smashed together for him. He was like, oh no. And he's like, yeah, I've listened to sitcom D&D. And he was like, oh no. And he's like, yeah, I fall asleep listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. I know who Lou is. And Sean came into the room while I was working and was like, you will not believe what just happened. So if that guy's out there, I want to thank you for making me seem way cooler than I am.
Well, Aaron, hold on. I have to ask. Did Sean seal the deal?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
If he's a listener to the show, I could say probably not.
Yeah.
Probably missed that opportunity.
But isn't that so crazy? What a small world.
What a small, small world.
Especially in Mississippi. I'll have to check our numbers, but I don't think Mississippi's one of our most our more popular listening.
Right, I was dying to know how he found it.
It looks like we have 2.5 listeners in Biloxi. Biloxi.
2.5.
Biloxi.
That means two people and a dog listen to their show.
One of Mariah's coworkers, and she works remotely as well, when they had like a big all hands and they all went into the office, came up to her and was like, hey, I know who you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Weird.
Which I think is also very funny.
That's happened to me a couple times. A friend brought another friend over, like their friend from growing up. And at the end of the evening...
It's always the end.
I'm so sorry. I listened to every episode. And I was like, I wish I had known. I'm so sorry.
Well, interesting. Isn't it interesting that this is the time of year that we're spending with family and friends and loved ones, and we're sharing these stories of our loved ones, the listeners, not the fans. I won't make that mistake again.
They get really mad when we call them fans.
Unreasonably mad. I'm like... Come on, you're listening. Is it that much of a jump to say that you're a fan? But it is, and I've been warned, so I will stop saying that.
And if you've enjoyed the gift that we've given you all season long, both here and on the Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, where
that's not a gift.
Our true
gifts
are.
They pay for that.
Oh, that's fair.
The free one is a gift. This one's a fucking gift.
If you've enjoyed all that content, here's the gift you can give to us that keeps on giving. Just like Aaron and JPC said, if you see us, come up to us, talk to us for a while, and then at the very end, whisper to us, I know who you are, and walk away into the night, hopefully backwards, preferably backwards.
The best Hey Riddle Riddle fan interaction I ever had is a guy
listener?
On a bike. I'm sorry?
We don't have fans, we have listeners. God.
A listener on a bike was driving down the street, saw me, said, JPC! And then biked by, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. I was with Mariah, and I think it was, we were walking spaghetti at the time. And then, like, 3 hours later, I got an Instagram message that was like, hey, sorry.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sorry I yelled at you on a bike. I just saw you, and I'm a fan of the show. They did say fan in that instance. I'm their words,
their
not
words,
mine.
Their words. They can say it.
If they hadn't said anything, I'd say listener.
They can say it, we can't.
Before we get into this episode, Adel, JPC, any guesses for what might be in part two of Best of 2023, Hey Riddle Riddle main feed?
I'd put money on Auntie Santi showing up.
That happened last week.
I know, so you had time to put it into this one, right?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Voted.
Okay, that's funny. I will do that. That's going to be in there somewhere. That's actually a good bit. Thank you, Adel. That will be happening.
Just Adel, just an interstitial Adel saying Auntie Santi and then another.
Yeah. So look for that in this episode.
Okay. Aaron, genuinely, I'm going to go and look at episodes that came out in 2023, and I would say that there's at least going to be one mention of Maria Menounos, because I worked out that was one in one of our episodes.
Maria Menounos,
I don't think so.
For sure. Oh, Aaron, did Kekio Pepe make the cut?
I don't think so, but maybe.
What about anything from the Newlywed Game, Aaron? That was fun. People like the Newlywed Game.
You're just reading episode titles.
Okay, well, I don't know what the fuck else I'm supposed to do.
Well, thank you guys for a great year. Can't wait to see you in 2024. And thank you
2023. We record these a year in advance.
Oh, right. So it's 2022 right now. See you guys in 2023. And thank you to the listeners for being loyal and sticking by us. We appreciate you so much. Adel?
We love you. We love you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron, look. Up there on the, not the rooftop, what's the opposite of rooftop? Sorry, down there in the basement. Look, it's Auntie Santi. Aaron, you're
in. I'm Auntie Santi. We'll do that in 2024.
Oh, come on.
I don't have to do that. No, I don't have to do it until 2024.
Turnips for shoes.
Okay, write that down.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you are, there's sort of a lawn party, like a housewarming party, in a lawn, in JPC's lawn. And as he's sort of mingling and making the rounds, he does notice you like in his bushes, with a knife, and he's, coming over to chat with you.
Hey, sorry. Don't mean to alarm you. I'm Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, this is my house.
Hi. Yeah. Love. Beautiful paint. Color. Is that Benjamin Moore?
It is. Yeah, it's Benjamin Moore. So, hey, you know, we have so many burgers that, like, you know, we just have an overabundance. We have some beer. I couldn't help but notice for the last couple of hours, you've been kind of in these bushes over here. I just want to know if maybe you'd like to come into the party and join people, meet people.
Oh, no. That's fine. I came over here to ask if I could borrow a knife.
Well, you have a knife, and it looks like you're gripping that thing pretty hard. Your whole hand's white.
That's where my knife went.
Yeah, really, really big grip on that knife.
You know when you're looking for your glasses, and then they're on your head the whole time that you're wearing them, and you're looking for your glasses? That's one of these classic situations.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't you put the knife down? We'll just leave it right here on the ground, where you have it now. Come in out of the bushes. Come into the joy of the party. Do you have plans today?
I had a plan.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a plan.
Yeah. But did you kind of maybe lose your nerve to do your plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been watching me for the past couple of hours, kind of watching how the way I interact with my guests, how I'm not really, I don't want to, I'm going to use a phrase that I promise you I never use, and it's not a phrase that I think that you have used before. It's just a phrase that's coming to mind. I'm not a big phony, as someone may have painted on my garage a couple weeks ago. That's not who I am.
Ooh, whoa.
And it doesn't matter.
Someone said that?
I don't know. And it doesn't matter. Why don't you come meet some people? Have fun.
Think I could have a burger and then do my plan? They just
I think
so
you can.
Good.
But here's what I'm going to say. Chris, and I'm taking a wild guess that your name is Chris. Is your name Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say you have one of these burgers, Chris. I don't think you're going to want to do your plan. That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know. And hey, isn't it hard to get a new neighbor?
Yeah.
Isn't it hard to get a new neighbor?
I
the
love
most
the
understanding guy.
Yeah. Just so patient. I love
so
the
sweet.
Idea of like John Wilkes Booth like sitting in a room in the Ford Theater and someone's like, hey, buddy. Do you have a plan? And he's like, yeah. You lose your nerve? Yeah. You want to watch the play and maybe you'll change your mind? Yeah, maybe I'll watch the play.
Yeah, I'll watch the play. Maybe I change my mind.
You tired?
Yeah. Watch the play and then maybe I change my mind.
But we're not going to shoot the president, are we?
No.
We
no.
joke, but that's how men literally are. Men who do that are children.
Yes.
Men will literally shoot the president instead of going to therapy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why is it vulgar to sing and play by yourself?
Why is it vulgar to play with yourself?
No, no. Why
Aaron,
is it vulgar to sing and play by yourself?
Okay. What is
gramophone
ways of saying jerking off?
I would like to play a game. And you each have to, like, ping pong back and forth, come up with old-timey ways to say jerking off, and at the end, I will declare a winner. Great.
Okay.
Okay. Playing ping pong back and forth.
Yeah.
Deboning my ham.
Mm-hmm. Shaking the skeleton's hand.
Voting in a presidential poll.
Can't quite open the champagne.
Taking the seed wagon to Prairie Town.
Okay. Let's see here. Shucking the corn.
Howling by desert wolf.
Mm-hmm. Playing the broken oboe.
Burying one of my 12 children.
Oops. Pass. Quit. Quit.
Pass. Quit.
Pass. JBC, you were so close, but I have to give it to Adel, especially for can't quite open the champagne. That is haunting, is what that is. That is haunting.
It's
How can
name.
You know when it's raining cats and dogs?
From
in
the
a dream.
Poodles. From stepping in the poodles?
Yeah.
From
Adel.
Stepping
In Feel something. You got one right.
Adel.
From
Come stepping
on, buddy.
In the poodles.
Here's your chance. You can feel something. You did. You got something right.
I do want to see a scene. Uh-huh. JPC, you are in studio, in booth, doing a voiceover or an ad read for Subaru Cars.
Okay.
So you're the voiceover we hear for this 30-second Super Bowl ad commercial. Aaron, you are the voice director, so you're kind of managing things, and we're going to take a peek at that.
All right.
I think it's pretty straightforward. But if you have anything that you'd like me to try, I mean, please, I'm putty in your hands.
No, we are all set up on our end. I would say just you're a professional. We loved your audition. Just straight down the middle, pretty standard, and I think we should be good. And action.
An eagle's body. Has 431 bones. Every single one of those bones is hard.
Sorry.
Yep.
Love the voice. Love the enthusiasm. Read the copy this time? Maybe we'll get an improv take later. But for now, I'd say read what is written.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's not a problem for me.
Great.
Sorry. An eagle's body has 431 bones. Each one of those bones equally hard to take out of an eagle's body while keeping the eagle alive. But there's one bone that you can rip out of an eagle without anybody ever knowing.
Sorry, did we send the wrong copy over to you?
I don't know.
Ours starts with, this Mother's Day, get Mom what she really wants.
Is it a Mother's Day copy? Maybe I have the general copy. Would you mind? I see that you have it there. Would you mind?
I have it. I'll bring it in.
My God, I am so sorry. You can obviously see I'm not making it up. Here's what I have.
Yeah, it's written in crayon. The crayon that you're holding. Doesn't matter.
I guess it was given to me this way.
Sorry, Steven Subaru here. I'm in the booth, just kind of listening, just kind of stopping by today. How about we combine the two?
I'm not really comfortable. I'm sorry.
Action.
This Mother's Day, grab an eagle out of the sky. There's only 431 bones in one of those things, and each one of them is equally hard to take out without anybody noticing. But this Mother's Day, grab an eagle. Reach down into its gullet and pull out the one bone that causes it all to fall apart. And as you're taking that bone out of the eagle, don't let it cry, because it'll alert the other eagles. The Subaru Tribeca, $431 a month. No down payment required. Offer ends Mother's Day.
Scene. I think we got it.
How was that? Was that good?
$431 a month. You can, there's no option to buy it outright. You do have
to. I did not bring my reading glasses. I didn't bring my reading glasses. So I don't know if that's the exact script.
The bus, sweet of a bus, all safe to say, focus away. This is here, all we measure. Ho, 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 and welcome to part one of our 2023 best of episode.
Auntie Santy? Is that Auntie Santy?
Auntie Santy! So, everybody, this is our first of our best of. Addle, DPC, what were some of your favorite moments of the year?
Honestly,
great question, Aaron. Let's listen to a couple of them now. Is that what we were supposed to do, or
think of something you liked?
Honestly, number one with a dead turtle or living turtle dove would be the introduction of one of my favorite characters, Auntie Santy.
That happened just now, Adam.
Huh? I know it all feels very recent.
Adel, you are Mississippi. JPC, you are Miss Uri, and you two are gossiping about all the other states.
Did you hear? Did you hear?
No, what?
I don't know. I don't know if I should be saying this.
Come on, say it. Who's gonna tell?
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but do you know Caliph?
Caliph. He's that new fella, tall.
Yeah, fornicating.
No.
With Neva Ada. You know Ada, who's like, I'm never going to have sex.
Yeah.
Well, Ada had californication.
You know what? That is wild, because I heard that Cala was going out with Oreg, and Oreg going to get it. If Cala's going to give it to Nevada.
Utah for now. Hey, and this is coming from a miss who sips her own pee.
And I'm
talking shit. So, you know, that's wild.
That's wild.
Did you hear that, you know that girl on Maine?
Wait, stop right there. I want to hear it, but we cannot be doing this gossip without something to drink. Let's have a mini soda.
I prefer to sip my own pee. Mini soda's fine. I'll have a mini soda.
Is mini soda fine? I know, because I just don't have your pee.
I could give you your pee. I mean, my pee.
If we wanted the UP, we would have to go see
again.
My good friend Mish.
Again? Oh, I hate that. Well, Maine, I heard that Maine, girl on Maine, rode island. Rode island all night.
Island got fucked by Maine?
Yeah, and now his penis vania. He had a veiny penis. Penis Sylvania.
Speaking of a veiny penis, do you know who I heard is Connecticut?
Florida?
Florida. Yeah.
Florida.
You never would have guessed.
Ah, man.
You know what? I'm going to put a little vermouth into my Minnesota because I'm feeling sassy.
Me too. I'm feeling so sassy. You know, Anna, I heard she's loose. Luciana. Oh yeah, just whatever may come, just a Mardi Gras in her pants.
And didn't she just start dating York? No, she broke up with York. Who's she with now? What? It's like a New York.
Mexico.
I don't know. Oh my God, it's New Mexico.
Well, nude Mexico.
Nude
Mexico. He does not wear clothes.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that crazy?
And between you and me, I also heard that Nude Mexico isn't really washing a ton.
Oh, duh, Coda.
Duh.
And North, duh, Coda. What else?
Indiana's one as well.
We're talking about Louisiana and Idaho. What else?
I cannot believe how long you were able to go. Oh, that's so scary.
Oh, that's very good, Casey.
I hate it.
That's very good.
Hold on. I like to call these odd man out. So I'm going to read four
JPC
items. Well, yeah, you got it.
Sorry.
Okay, next one.
Odd man out and about on the town. Here comes the odd man.
Don't spin this.
Strutting down the
pants on the head.
Odd man's day out. Uh-oh. Just gyrating my hips.
I'd actually like to see a scene. JPC, I want you to do the opening credits and the first couple lines of the Odd Man sitcom.
Do 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 do. Look who it is with his hands on his shoes and his shoes on his hands. He's walking down the street in a handstand. It's the odd man and he's going out. The odd man's going out. He stops by the store and he orders a roast beef sandwich at the cashier. And the cashier looks at him and says, huh? And then he doesn't even pay or stay. He just leaves. He's odd man out. And that's the end of the credits. And then we go to the first line. Okay. Open my mail. Cancer. Oh, no.
Jesus. Same. A few things we have to unpack. A few things we have to unpack.
Okay.
I insist on unpacking.
First of all, there's a writer's strike going on right now, so I am technically not even allowed to do what I did to you.
You're in this with me. Oh, God.
Okay.
My body is a temple. I keep my temple clean.
My asshole is a tunnel of love. And you could eat off the floor.
Vacuum
my body is
the
a temple.
Crumbs off my body. I will vacuum the crumbs off my body.
I got one. Okay, here's mine. My body is a temple, and Sunday service will be Taco Bell and porn.
What a mess.
What a mess. Oh,
what a
that
mess.
Is a mess. May I see a scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Addle, you woke up and you're reading the morning paper and you see your name and life description in the obituaries. So you're calling the paper that JPC works at and trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, just have my morning coffee here. What's this? Obituaries. Dylan McNamara, born 1990 fun, died 2000 and fun. Bonked on the head by an oopsie. Shit his pants and screamed to death. He is survived by who cares? This doesn't feel good. Let me just go with numbers on the bottom of the paper. That's convenient. Okay.
Chicago Fun Times obituary department. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Dylan.
Dylan!
Oh.
We've been expecting your call.
This is in Chicago and you know me just by my first name?
You died today, correct?
No.
Oh, well, Dylan, sweetie, why is your obituary in the front page of the Chicago Fun Times?
Yeah, I was also surprised that it's front page news.
Now, Dylan, are you a Chicago Fun Times subscriber?
Yes, I am. I sat down at breakfast to read it just now.
Oh, okay. So you're one of our, well, I mean, you were a subscriber. Should we go ahead and cancel your subscription since you are deceased?
No, it's very expensive, and to restart it is even worse. Mm-hmm. Listen,
laborious process.
Yes, I think you're going to cause a lot of confusion with my friends, family, and coworkers. Can you just,
Oh, is that Dylan on the phone?
Yep, it's Dylan.
Tell him I said rest in peace.
Hey, Dylan, Angela from accounting says rest in peace.
That's so sweet. Tell it. What? No, I am not dead. Can you print a retraction or?
I can't tell that to Angela. That'll break her heart. She's been crying. She's been crying about you all morning.
She sounded chipper from a distance.
Well, she's got a full life outside of you, Dylan. You don't even know her. You just met her, basically.
Apologies. Yes, I'm being selfish.
She's listening to a funny podcast.
Oh, which one?
The Read?
That's a
one my wife listens to. It's pretty good.
Okay. Well, listen, if there's any way that I could be, because this is going to fuck up my insurance, my credit card.
Hey, Dylan, yeah. I'm only going to tell you one time. We don't use words like that at the Chicago Fun Times, okay? So watch your language or I will hang up on you.
I'm speaking to you on the phone. I'm not speaking to you in print. Surely you can't print a curse word like that unless you're quoting someone.
I won't! Plus, it's the Chicago Fun Times, so I wouldn't say that. I would say, like, bonked or boinked or... I would say my insurance has me totally knuckled.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Could you at least just remove the part, because you did say I shit my pants to death, which feels
Dylan,
like it's up
that's
there.
That's your second warning.
You printed it.
Dylan, take another look. What word did I actually spell on that article?
Okay, now that I'm rereading it, it says that he slipped his punts to death.
Dylan, look, I'm a journalist, okay? How dare you accuse me of just making things up? If you slip your punts, I'm putting it in my paper.
But what is slipping your punts? I mean, my brain filled in what it wanted to see, which is shit his pants.
Okay, that's your third strike. That's your third strike. Goodbye, Dylan.
Goodbye.
Angela, the day I have had.
What happened? Tell me everything.
Well, I was listening to this episode of The Read, and it's pretty funny.
If somebody wants to name their child Willy Winky, I think that's absolutely
atrocious.
atrocious.
I'm sorry, Aaron. What do you do if Winky is a family name? Okay, you have to name your kid something.
What do you?
All right,
do?
Aaron, smart guy. You have a boy. Your last name is Winky. What's the boy's name?
Winky?
Winky. Actually, hold on. Aaron just fucking trumped you, James. Aaron just fucking ran laps around your little conundrum.
Yeah. You guys, I have to be me all day. Yeah. I have to be me all day, every day, for years and years. It's not fun.
It's so early, too. Winky. You have to be you all day for the rest of today.
I would like to see a scene.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah.
You two are two guys. Two bros who have it.
There's a drummer.
who have a TikTok channel that is financial advice, but you two literally have no idea what you're talking about and are giving terrible advice.
Listen up, everyone.
This
is
smart.
If you want to be financially stable by the time you hit 45, you need to follow these three easy steps. Anyone can do it. Just keep watching this TikTok and you will learn how in these few steps that we've concocted to help you out. And it's not that hard. Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. Step one, you have to be triplicating your money every 4 months.
Triplicate.
Thank you. What does that mean in practice? Or, as they say, praxis. To triplicate your money, all you need to do is make sure that your money is growing at an exponential rate through the seeking of additional funds in correlation with the funds you already have access to.
Step two, make your money work for you. Go to the bank. Pull out $100 piles of money, fill out a resume for them. Take your pile of money and the resume into a store. Get them a job. As long as it's over $18, they can legally work.
$18 can legally work. That's something we say on the channel all the time. Now, remember, if your money wants a job, your money's got to have a name. So you got to give your money a name. I know it's going to be hard, but don't give your money a funny name because funny money don't work.
And we have three names to give your money. Anyone can name your money these three names. It's three easy steps to come up with a name. Here's three names. Anyone can name it. Number one,
Chet Hamburglar.
Name number two, Cash Calloway.
Name number three, Alexander Hamburglar.
Hey, John.
What's up, man?
Are you hungry for hamburgers?
Yeah, I mean, I could eat. Are you placing an order?
I can.
Okay.
What do you want?
I want Mexican Thai? What Mexican
Thai? Those are the only two options. Oh, Mexican Thai.
Mexican Thai.
A noodle
fusion.
Burrito?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How has no one done that?
Hold on. I'm Googling pad thai
in a burrito. What the? How has no one ever done a pad thai burrito?
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Money Millionaires, and we've got a brand new way for you to make money.
Make money. Combine two different types of food into one food.
Yeah. Like, everybody loves cookies, and everyone likes soap. So why not cookie soap? Hold on.
John, are you eating your soap?
Scroll.
Is that why you keep saying I have a new flavor of soap?
No. Scene.
We die when you scroll.
I don't remember the details of this, but you remember that time where that person did a radio play about aliens coming to Earth, and then people
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
That was Orson Welles, right?
Yes.
Orson Welles?
Yes, Orson Welles.
I feel like our economy is going to collapse even faster because people are going to come across that scene and think it's real financial advice, and it's going to absolutely topple everything.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So
yes,
Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I do want to see a scene.
Yes.
Yep. The two of you are Romans back in Roman days, and you are being tasked by the Julius Orange Caesar of the time. You're being tasked with creating the Roman numeral system.
I'm bored. Can we order food?
Yeah, I guess. I would have to see what time the... just any Roman building. Just one Roman building. We'd have to see what time the... And then you could help me out if you just know one... Don't say Parthenon.
I'm just throwing a ball against the wall.
Hey, that's a tall guy. Sorry, that's a very tall guy. I just calls him like I see him.
Colosseum.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. You obviously overheard what we were talking about. You think you could order food from the Colosseum? I could have said vomitorium. You can't order food from there.
Of course you can order from the Colosseum. What do you think they do with the dead soldiers?
Anyways, wait, so you know
how long
you're
do you think
eating...
this is going to take?
This guy's a freak. Get out of here, freak. Jesus.
Sorry.
That's like a guy who's like eating a hot dog and you're like, you know what they put in these? It's like, get out of here. You're supposed to not think about it when you eat it.
Hey, man, you're better with all this stuff. What if I just like went out and got drunk and you finished this whole like number thing?
Where are you going to go to get drunk? Name one Roman building where you could go to get drunk. No. Don't say Colosseum.
Can I please go?
Okay.
Can
yeah,
I be
you
excused,
know what?
Please?
Yes.
Make the numbers letters or whatever. I don't know.
Wait, what was that?
Oh, I was joking.
What did you just
say? Make the numbers letters or whatever.
No,
it's obviously a joke. That would be so stupid.
No, that's actually a great idea. Because why invent a whole bunch of new things when we already have all these letters?
Won't that be confusing? I feel like people are already confusing that.
Arithmeticalis, you two have been tasked for 2 weeks now. Well, two for now, but of course we'll... replace that too with something new once this session is done. But you've had 2 weeks to come up with numeral systems, so let's go ahead and hear them, starting with one and ending in 100.
Before we begin our pitch, and we do want to get to the numerals thing, we think it's super important. Arithmeticalis and I were we also cued into a different part of her name, and I think you're gonna really like the thing that we came up with.
Interesting. Okay.
Go ahead and put your arms above your head.
You
arithmeticalis. Can you get on the left side?
Okay.
I'm going to get on the right side. Okay.
And stab, stab, stab.
Stab, 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 stab,
stab. E2? Sorry, I'm reading off your list here. E2?
Yeah, no, we don't know what the
number.
E stands for yet.
So E equals 2?
Oh, God. Taking like a bug's time to die.
See. A bug's time All right, to die. Well, that's the sequel to Bug's Life.
A Bug's Time to Die with Steven Seagal.
I would like to see a scene. Adel, you're a balloon and you're a little stressed out because JPC, who's a trumpet player, is about to blow you up.
Oh, no, man. Come on, anyone but me. Not red.
I'll do a red one. I'll do a red balloon.
No,
we need more reds.
Not red.
We don't? We only need blues? Oh, okay. I'll grab a blue. We've got enough blue. Someone just took
Come
the last
on.
Blue.
Fuck, no.
So we don't need any balloons? Okay.
Oh,
so I... Well, that's fine. I don't need to blow up a balloon.
Actually, can you do one more red one?
Yeah. One more red one just for fun? And
yeah.
I can pick from any red balloon on this whole table.
Yep.
Okay.
1 in 800 chance. Come on, Mark.
Well,
you got this.
There's no reason
not
to
me,
make this
me.
Complicated. Jeff, just grab any red balloon and get to blowing.
Okay.
How about this one?
Well, maybe not. It's a little flimsy. Let's just throw it randomly back in the pile, and I'll just grab another one.
Same one.
Okay. Okay.
That's me.
This is the one. Everybody, I've found the balloon.
So
I'm
going to
use this one.
This guy looks like he can hold his breath for 8 minutes.
All right, just flapping it out, kind of stretching the lip, no harm. This would actually feel really nice if I was a balloon.
Yeah, okay. You're our favorite person in the orchestra. We love you.
Just massaging the edges of the balloon, and now to fill it up with my breath.
No.
Wait a second. I'm a little parched. Maybe before I fill up this balloon, I have a Pepsi.
Okay, here's I don't know that word. I don't know what parched means. I'm a balloon.
Pepsi.
I know 10 words.
Ooh, tangy Pepsi.
What is that?
Ah. And now to Philip, where did I put that
is
balloon?
That balloon juice? What is that? I'm crawling away.
I know I left that balloon here you go.
No, snag on something.
Trying to sneak away from me. The balloon got snagged.
Yes.
Don't worry. I have my sewing kit. Just tick, 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 tick. Okay, good as new. Now time to blow up this balloon for the big orchestra bake sale.
Please.
Just one more red one, whenever you're ready.
Just one more red one?
Mm-hmm.
Why not a couple of practice blues? Pop, pop, pop.
Just do it. Just do it.
Wow, my breath is so strong. I'm popping all these practice blues. I better go at 25% capacity for Mr. Red over here.
This is torture.
Licking the edge of the balloon, moistening the tip.
Don't hate
one
that.
More Pepsi. Glug, 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 glug. And here I go. Oh, my cell phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, no more balloons, okay?
No more balloons?
Except for one more red one.
You got it, boss. Click. And here we go.
Everybody freeze. This is a dance. Can we get
blow
some balloons
balloon.
Over here?
Blow up that balloon.
Hold on. The balloon's talking. What's it saying? It's a dance? Does anyone hear this balloon talking? Is it talking only to me?
What is Jeff saying? What's wrong with Jeff?
Jeff, are you okay?
Jeff, okay?
Hey, what were you talking about? It's a dance? What are we dancing to, Balloon?
Okay, Balloon, just don't talk again and he'll look crazy.
I can hear you. I can hear you talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself and you're talking to me and you're talking to Jeff.
Are you okay?
I'm great. I think I've just had too many Pepsis today. So
just blow up that balloon.
More Pepsi.
He's trying to drink me.
Ah, that's a balloon. And now to blow up this Pepsi.
Time of death. Scene.
He blew up. Well, that was a lot of fun. Casey's dying. Okay.
Here we go. This I think has a little bit of warm up riddle flair to it. What Woo. Bird has? Adel just slapped me hard across the chest. I have a big
Are
red
okay,
welt
man?
On my chest.
Because I'm just too sweet.
That hurts way more than you think it does, Adel. I know it gets a big pop from the crowd, but holy fuck.
Hey, JBC, I'm a heel. What do you want me to do? I'm going to throw you in the ropes, okay?
I'm going to need to
Three
get
heels on
of this
one
big
podcast.
Red...
Oops, all heels.
Oops, all heels.
Which is also going to be my drag costume. Three heels on
mm-hmm.
one.
Oops, all heels. Oh, my God.
I would like to see a scene. We are three men under an umbrella.
Tom, Greg.
Greg.
Tom. Oh, Greg. Tom. Tom. Greg.
Jeff. Greg.
Oh, Jeff. Thank you so much. We've been saying each other's names.
Well, another lunch under the umbrella. What'd you guys tell your wives?
Scene. Oh, I'm sorry. I love it.
All right. I do want to see a scene. So we are, there's a big crisis on Earth, we are a group of superheroes known as the Star Rats. People are expecting, like, you know, some Marvel heroes to show up and help out, but we're the Star Rats and we're here to help.
Just in time!
That building,
cheese? Sorry. Can I say my thing?
The building is coming down. The building is going. An earthquake.
I see it. I'm Captain Eyes.
Who is talking?
One thing. Sorry, down here. I'm Captain Eyes. My one thing is I can see what's going on. I have like a 175 peripheral.
I'm sorry?
I'm Captain Eyes. Can you put me in your hand? Bend down and put me in my hand.
Never fear. The Star Rats are here.
According to my rat sensors, that building's coming down.
I'm sorry, what is going on?
Sorry, we're the Star Rats. We each have a power, and we each have a little catchphrase.
Let me scoop you up, get you all up here, okay?
Okay.
Wait, my pizza.
Oh, our tails are tied together. Oh, no.
Okay.
Fuck, we're going to die like this.
No, it's fine. I can hear. Let me just... Oh, God, they're so slimy. I'll untie these. I'll pick up your pizza. So you're the Star Rats?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it backwards, or you might accidentally say... Oh, Star Rats, I guess.
Yeah. Okay,
bite your thumb?
Ow! What the fuck?
We're the Star Rats!
According to my sensors, his thumb just got bit.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
The building came down.
Yeah, the building came down.
That
fucking
stinks.
Building came down. Yeah, it stinks.
Well, back to the sewers, boys.
What?
Tell your friends.
Tell them what?
Tell them the Star Rats helped.
According to my sensors, it's time to go.
He's being censored. He said a lot of bad things, so he has
you
sensors.
It's so woke nowadays. Nobody lets you just say what we're all thinking.
We gotta go.
We gotta head out.
Well.
That was the Star Rats. Okay, here's your next one. Here's your next one. I do have a question. If Chucky takes over the podcast when he inevitably wins the Riddle Battle,
sure.
Where do I go? Do I continue on with Chucky? Because I feel like I'm not part of this right here. So it's like, do I go with him? Do I stay with you? Would you guys be mad if I went with Chucky? Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just Googling something really quick. Improvisers who are agents of chaos, but somehow completely have their life together. Trying to get you replaced.
This can't be a... viable Google, right?
Yeah.
This can't turn up a list of people.
GPC, she said what she said, but she typed in, what is a Roth IRA?
I have to know. No one will tell me.
Aaron, do yourself a favor, girl. Watch Shawshank Redemption. Problem solved. Okay,
I will not.
You fine folks didn't look close enough at the contract. There's a clause in the contract you all signed that says I...
A clause? Uncle Santa?
No. Slams door. No.
Oh, my fucking nose.
I don't even care that there's a demon here. That will not come in. No. No.
Aaron,
close.
You know Uncle Santa only comes through the front door.
No.
You just broke his nose. Aaron, are you ready for your trailer? Damn near killed her.
No.
Okay, will you do it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, your options are Cemetery Sarah or My Teacher's a Goblin.
I'm going to go with Cemetery Sarah.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. 2 minutes.
Sarah's 16th birthday party is right around the corner. And then she's walking through the hallway. She goes, hey, guys. And no one pays attention. He goes, hey, are you guys all... And no one pays attention. The bad news is she has a party hall booked, but no guests to go to her party. She'll have to try a different hangout spot to find some friends who can come to her party. And she walks upon the cemetery and...
Upon? Now you get poetic.
There's a thunderstorm and all the gravestones get struck and they come alive and they go, hey, what's your name? Are you dead? And she goes, yeah, I'm dead. Come
She's
dead.
She lies.
Go, as long as you're actually dead, we'll come to your sweet 16.
1 minute left.
I actually can't even believe this. I actually cannot even believe this happening to me. I'm not even kidding. I think I might forget the name. Okay.
Cut to the party. Let's get it started.
Are you sure you're dead, Sarah? Totally. Totally dead.
Absolutely. And the beat goes running.
Wait, she blew out her candles. That means she has human breath in her body. Sarah, you lied to us. No, but you guys are the best friends I've ever had. You guys are the best. Please, I'll die. No, Sarah, don't try to die to become friends with us. Stay alive. We love you so much. You should live a long life. Margot Martindale is Cemetery Sarah.
Wow.
Cemetery Sarah.
No.
Okay, where to start?
Okay, I just have to say something. I literally was like, I genuinely went in going like, I'm going to do such a good job. Because the second time I did it last year, it went really well. I thought I was proud of my trailer. And I went in with that confidence. There's something about, I'm crying. There's something about this game, though. I start doing it, and I get really scared. I got really scared in there.
Good.
Martindale's a powerhouse. I got to say, that is a strong pick.
Yeah.
Honestly, what can't she do?
Absolutely not seeing that movie up until the casting reveal, and then I was like, tickets for opening night.
And if the casting reveal is the end of the trailer, you got to go back and rewatch the trailer because you're like, I watched that girl for the whole trailer, and that is Margot Martindale.
That was Margot Martindale? I've had that with movies before.
That's
I'm like, wait, that was Gary Oldman?
Yeah, with Gary Oldman. Yeah, he's
with
a Transformer.
He's a Transformer. Aaron, I have other stuff prepared, but if you like, I'll give you another chance to do a trailer.
I got
to
get the hell out of here. Well, you know what? Actually... Okay, yeah, and this time it'll be good. No, this time I'll do it. I'm not even kidding. I'm about to blow this out of the water. Hit me.
Isn't she covered?
I feel like I'm at 20 and I just said hit me in black.
No, Aaron, this is 21 and you're saying hit me. Okay, Aaron, your options are seance anything or cult from the same cloth.
Seance anything.
Okay, whenever you're ready, Aaron, 2 minutes.
All my instincts, they return. A grand facade so soon will burn. This Halloween. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. I'm so happy in our new relationship. Yes, we're in high school and we're falling in love. I'm so glad we found each other. I was such a perfectionist during high school. Enough out of you. I'm so sad that I spent all of high school just trying to get straight A's. I could have been dating a cool guy like you. Everything's going so well. I hope a demon doesn't take over my body. There's a demon inside the girl from Say Anything, and that's what the movie is. She's reaching out from the inside of her to try to kill John Cusack.
1 minute left.
In your eyes, the light, the heat. He's starting to notice something's a little off about her. I am complete, your eyes. We gotta get that demon out of her body. Does anyone know an exorcist? You see the doorway. Your eyes of a thousand churches. It turns out the dad sent the demon to get the daughter to focus more on the schoolwork than having a boyfriend.
No.
So she has a contentious relationship with her dad, but they get the demon out at the end. Margot Martindale and John Cusack and seance. There has to be a seance. Go back. We're just dating. Everything's going well. Let's do a seance for fun for Halloween. And
to the
that's
beginning?
How the demon,
back to the beginning?
That's how the demon gets in. All my instincts, they return.
I thought the dad put the demon in.
From the that was the first right. That was my first.
Oh, okay. So is the dad character cut completely?
This Halloween. Alfred Molina and Margot Martindale.
What happened to John Cusack?
And John Cusack.
You got cut from this draft.
In?
And Joan Cusack.
In?
Oh, seance.
Time perfect.
Aaron.
Time perfect.
Can I do another one?
Aaron, would it help you at all if I played a track I have that is a horror movie trailer soundtrack?
Yes.
Do you think maybe you could get the one you want?
Yes.
Okay, let me.
Yes.
All right.
JPC, give me a title.
All right, Aaron, your redemption topic is Look Boo's Talking Now, whenever you're ready.
Great. Yep, I'm 40 weeks pregnant. We're just sort of waiting for the baby to come. We've been nesting. We're so happy. We have that new house up on the hill. And yeah, it's been hard to move in there. Obviously, it's an old house, but we're so excited to meet our new baby. It's a boy! And everyone's so excited. They're celebrating and they come home from the hospital. And hello, mother. This Halloween. Why can you talk? You're like 3 days old. Of course I can talk, mother. I lived in this house for a very, very long time. A very long time ago. I just want my baby back. But mother, I am your baby. There's just a few things I need you to do. Or else, I'll cry. And you'll die.
Margot Martindale is. Look, Boo's talking.
Ah! Mother, where are you? I don't have object permanence and I can't see you.
Coming this Halloween. Fall, this fall, this fall, love, this fall, fall, coming.
Ah! Look, Boo's talking now. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck Adela, fuck JPC, fuck Casey, fuck all y'all. I nailed it. Air Chief is back, baby. Not a hungover at all anymore. Love y'all. Love Happy y'all. Halloween.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Was that better?
Yeah, that was
Hello,
much better.
Mommy. That was fantastic.
Hello, mommy.
Wait, you can't talk? You're 3 days old.
Hello, mommy.
Hello, mommy. Yeah, Aaron, that was very good. You killed it on that one.
Aaron, thank you.
That was fantastic.
Oh, shit.
Cool. Any notes?
Cut the whole thing.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Chief and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, dogs and noodles. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do an improv fantasy draft. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.